WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. At 32, the British conductor Simon Rattle may currently be the youngest musician to have both his own orchestra and an impressive international reputation. Next Tuesday, Rattle and his City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra begin an 11-city American tour, their first. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of their latest recording, Mahler's Resurrection Symphony, featuring contralto Janet Baker and soprano Arlene Auger.
8 years ago, Simon Rattle burst into international celebrity with a controversial recording of Mahler's unfinished 10th Symphony. This curly-haired conductor from Liverpool was only 25. Since then, he's earned considerable respect for his adventurous repertoire. Britten's War Requiem, Kurt Weill's Seven Deadly Sins, Janáček's Glagolitic Mass. When he does Rachmaninoff, it's not one of the concertos, but the lesser-known Second Symphony, or the symphonic dances. His latest recording may be more familiar, but it's one of the most difficult and challenging pieces ever written, Mahler's overwhelming Symphony No. 2, the Resurrection Symphony. It's arguably Mahler's greatest work. I think it may be Rattle's, too. In guest appearances, Rattle's conducting has struck me as energetic and polished, but a little short on ideas. He hasn't seemed to give himself wholeheartedly to a score. For the past 7 years, he's been working with his own group, the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, and this recording shows how good he can be. Here, he's always with the music, as in this heavenly passage that interrupts the tortuous vicissitudes of the first movement funeral march. After the shattering struggles of the long first movement, Mahler moves on, or back, to a charming, nostalgic Viennese country dance, an elegant picnic on the road to heaven. Mahler said it was an echo from long past days in the life of him whom we accompany to the grave in the first movement. Next comes a wickedly satirical scherzo. Mahler uses the tune of a folk song he'd set before, a song about St. Anthony preaching to the fishes. The fishes listen politely, even praise the sermon, but remain as self-absorbed and complacently mean-spirited as people. Then something extraordinary, the most moving moment of the symphony, a prophecy and a warning. A human voice, the contralto, here the wonderful, wise Janet Baker, sings her dream of primal light, Urlicht. Mankind lies in greatest need, in greatest pain. How much I would rather be in heaven, she sings, and her voice floats upward an octave on the very word heaven.
Thank you.
The last movement is the great cataclysm, the great battle, and the great and convincing confirmation of belief, a day of judgment in which, astonishingly, no one is judged and we're all bathed in love. The English horn begins an urgently beautiful plea. Soon the French horn repeats it. Later, the contralto sings the same melody to words Mahler himself wrote. Oh, believe, my heart, believe, nothing of you will be lost. Throughout, Rattle conveys a spirit of freedom and quirky playfulness that seems perfectly comfortable next door to Mahler's spiritual and psychological profundities. By following the letter of Mahler's endlessly complicated instructions, Rattle succeeds in capturing Mahler's spirit. As another great architect, Mies van der Rohe, once said, "God is in the details."
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the new Angel recording of Simon Rattle and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, performing Mahler's Resurrection Symphony. Rattle's American tour will include performances in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Boston, and New York. This is Fresh Air.